The gloves are about to come off. It is time to drop your butt.
Drop, come on in. Drop your buffs.
You are correct.
Yeah. Bring it in.
Switch it. You are correct. You drop your buff.
Stop. Sorry, Annalise.
Barbara's ready.
Drop your buffs.
Welcome back to Drop Your Buffs Down Under. I'm Sean Ross.
And I'm Ricard Fourier.
And we're here talking the second to last week of Australian Survivor, week 7, episodes 19 to 21. And we're really at the end game here.
We're at the pointy end.
We're at the pointy end of the game. Nobody's really said that yet.
Yeah. Ree said it this week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unfortunate for her. but we're a little late this week. I mean, at this point, I've never been great at the time zones, but I think the final week starts tonight in Australia. So, but we're here and that's what matters.
Oh, damn. Oh, so is it going to be 3 episodes this week? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay. So it starts today.
No, actually. No idea. We'll find out together.
Who do you think's winning?
Oh, okay. Let's jump to that. Sure. I feel like I'm getting a really good winner edit out of Kirby. Oh. But I think it's got to be between Kirby and Ferris at this point, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking more Ferris and Caroline.
Hmm.
But I could see Kirby winning.
Why Caroline?
I don't know. I mean, we've consistently heard her point of view throughout the whole thing. Mark is absolutely invisible the last week. Like, it's so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline's done really well, and especially them keeping in that random moment this week of her saying, I've been on the right side of every vote but one. All of her moves have come off without a hitch except for getting out Mark. Well, she found this idol, even, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and then that move didn't come off without a hitch.
I know. Well, I said except for the one with Mark.
Ferris. Right. Okay. Well, there's the, yeah, it's like to protect Mark and get Ferris out, that last move, which I thought was not going to bode well for Caroline, but maybe something like that would incentivize a Kirby or Ferris to bring Caroline to the end. And then who knows, like, how that might shake out and how the jury might feel about one or the other.
I mean, we saw that with, oh my God. Oh, Mark. Mark from Blood vs. Water.
Yeah.
He made a move just around the same time, which was I guess it's in some people's eyes, a flop of a move with that idol. Uh-huh. And he, he won. So.
Yeah. True. Okay. I'm watching for Caroline. I would love a Caroline win. Are you kidding me?
I know you would. And I'm getting a lot more on board. You know what? Now that the V's are gone, I feel like I'm able to see Caroline through a fresh pair of eyes. I was too blinded by the V's. And I was angry at Caroline for a long time. I was way too into them. And so I was not giving Caroline the credit or viewing her through a lens where I wanted to root for her. But now I'm like wanting to root for her.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Okay, let's rewind back to episode 19, because I think there's maybe a little clue in here that the episode starts, it's right after Raymond's big advantage play and, everyone being very shocked that Raymond could pull off this act and get everybody to vote for him. And we get Ferris's point of view of it saying, like, I don't want anybody to know that I knew about that. And it seems to me that that's like a great thing for Ferris to keep in his back pocket for a final tribal council, because the surprise reveal of, like, I actually knew about this the whole time is becoming a popular final tribal move.
Yes. And I mean, we saw that unlike so many things in this game and this season, it actually came to fruition. Usually they're like, oh, I hope nobody knows. And then we find out that everybody knows and they're not the great actor they thought, but he actually is pulling it off. Nobody knows. Yeah.
So we have Alex feeling like he's on the bottom yet again, and he's got a new plan, and it's to get the boys together. So he goes to Mark and is like, what if we had a boys' alliance with Ferris and Raymond? But things are just not going to work out for Alex in this episode.
Which I would love. I feel like it could have, if he had brought the right people to that reward. I actually think people could have been on board with him, but he made this big mistake.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's this interesting moment during the reward challenge where Alex delays his win so that he can talk to Mark about who to take on the reward, because he knows he's going to win. And Mark is like, keep Kirby and Rihanna at camp. And then Alex wins and brings Rihanna and Kirby on the reward along with Caroline. And it's just like, I don't... What's the point of conferring with Mark if you're just going to ignore his advice?
It's so frustrating. It was, I just truly didn't understand why you would do the exact opposite. And I was actually pretty impressed that people paused in the middle of a challenge to really actually try and strategize, and yet didn't use that fucking strategy. I just truly don't get it.
Didn't pay off. It was, yeah, but it was a cool move, I thought, like dumping some water in Mark's container just to be able to have that moment. I thought was like,
yeah,
you don't see that often. So what Alex does do is he brings the girls on this reward, and he, I guess his plan here is to feed them a false story. Like, I think Alex is playing a strategic mastermind here in a position that, like, he's not really able to be a strategic mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to Alex, but it's just not in his wheelhouse, I think.
No, but it was cute. Especially like the porn star music while he's drinking his wine, swishing it around. He just comes off as really aggressive sometimes, though. Especially with how he was talking while he was shaving his nipples.
I thought the shaving itself was pretty aggressive.
I was like, whoa. Especially, like, you know, that's a $1 razor. I know. That's a cheap razor. Calm down. He's going all different directions. Not going with the grain. I was so concerned.
I thought it's always interesting to have a reward like this where suddenly the appearance of contestants can change, because I have to call it out. There was a shot of Alex. I mean, it was like an inconsequential shot, but during the sort of strategy session pre-tribal later in the episode, we had people talking about Alex, and they just had B-roll of Alex sitting like at camp, and he had a hairy chest. So it was like,
yeah,
your options get narrowed for footage when you allow people to shave.
Yes. That's funny.
But I did love this reward. Like the whole jacuzzi, the champagne, the lasagna, Alex having to disappear because of the lasagna.
He looked miserable.
Yeah, he did. And not only did he have like the lasagna shits or whatever he had going on, but unfortunately, all the girls came together and they're like, so this is it. We're going to get Alex out. Like, well, we're sitting in his jacuzzi.
I loved her being like, thanks for the reward, Alex. Or the spa day, Alex.
And back at camp, Mark is working on building relationships with Ferris and Ray to sort of lock in this boys' alliance. And Mark suggests, well, we could take out Rihanna if she doesn't win immunity. This could be like a great option here. And Ferris also says, well, if Rihanna does win immunity, maybe we take our shot at Kirby.
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of hinting from Mark, it seemed like he begrudgingly said he was fine with Kirby.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, what else was he gonna say?
Yeah.
And going over to the immunity challenge in this episode, I have to say, like, I'm not a spiritual person, but I do believe the survivor gods may be real, because wasn't it just last week we were saying we wanted a wet t-shirt moment from JLP? And here we get one.
It was good. Chances? This was fun to watch, especially when Alex fell backwards on the pegs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but back to what you were just saying about using footage from a time that isn't like the present.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
They showed Alex standing on the wrong pegs.
I know.
Yes. And I was like,
That's like, we can't make a big deal about moving pegs and then use footage from earlier in the challenge where they haven't moved pegs yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, it irked me so much. At it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But of course, Rihanna wins because this is like, this is her thing. She can do anything for hours, especially with a rope. Mm-hmm. Also, like, there's so many rope challenges in this season of Australian Survivor. Like, they are single-handedly keeping the rope industry afloat.
It's funny that you bring up rope. I know we're not talking about Survivor 46 at all. But the amount of the amount of rope that they have at their camp, I'm baffled by that. That dude, the white guy with the beard, Heath, is that his name? Heath?
Oh, right.
He made a whole bed out of rope. I didn't have rope. Where the fuck is this rope from? I'm baffled.
Yeah, that's a great. Well, I guess, didn't they win a toolkit?
They won fishing gear by that point, right?
Right. I can't remember. Like, was that pre or? Yeah, I guess that was pre immunity challenge, because the immunity challenge came with a reward that was a toolkit with like nails and shit. And like,
yeah,
there might have been still, a rope in there.
How much fucking rope were they given? He went back and forth. Anyway, okay, sorry. I just got really distracted by the amount of rope.
I would be annoyed as a fellow tribe member being like, you're using all the rope for a bed for you?
One bed, a movable bed for him.
It didn't even look that comfortable.
No, it didn't. Okay, sorry. No. Yeah, there's a lot of rope. They're keeping it in business. Re-kicks ass.
Yeah. Okay, so Rihanna wins yet again. I think that's her third, I think JLP said, individual immunity. And so back at camp, the girls come together and they agree, this is it, we're going for Alex tonight, carrying on what they agreed to in the jacuzzi. But the problem here is we have four guys and four girls. And so Kirby feels like she can get Ferris to join in and vote Alex out. And, of course, you also have that the counter plan with Alex and Mark thinking that they can get the boys together to take their shot at Kirby. They just need Caroline to get the majority. And Ferris does tell Kirby that he and Ray will vote for Alex. And obviously, it's not going to work out for Alex and Mark's plan here.
Yeah, and Alex is spiraling. He looked crazy around camp.
I didn't notice that.
I feel like he just like looked wild. I just so stressed, looking all around, doesn't trust, like his energy was very off, which translated over or continued on at Tribal when he, he was wild.
It was the wild. And, like, it wasn't necessarily making sense to me, because at the Tribal Council, he was saying like, nobody's playing the game. Nobody, like, you're not doing anything. And he even says it about Kirby, and yet at the same time he says Kirby's playing the best game and she will win. So it's like, which is it exactly? And yet, like, it was effective. People were talking about this for the rest of the week, that Kirby has this big target on her back all of a sudden because of Alex.
Yeah, which, I mean, if I was one of the players that was not Kirby, I would latch on to that as much as humanly possible to get any kind of whatever off of me, any attention, any target. So I feel like he could have said anything about anyone and they would have clung on to that.
Right. Yeah. And so Mark and Alex are the only boys that go for the plan of Kirby. Nobody else joins them. They do vote for Kirby. Everyone else votes for Alex and he's gone.
Bye-bye, Alex. Do you think if he hadn't gone all in on attacking everyone, the plan still would have been Alex?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think that plan was locked.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like there was something interesting in the pre-tribal scramble where Alex talked to Caroline alone, and I think Mark might have been there, actually. Mm-hmm. But the point was, he was talking to her separate of Kitty.
Yes.
And asked if she would vote for Kirby. And she was like very non-committal. And she says, okay, I won't tell Kitty about this. And then you see Caroline and Kitty go off to the well together, but we get no footage from that conversation, which I thought was interesting. So, like, I think they were all very locked in, and the edit was just trying to leave a little mystery as to what would happen.
Yeah. Like, did she tell her? Did she not? And she's like, oh, I loved her face when he was like, I'm just curious what you two talked about. She's like, oh, I just needed, oh, I, I just needed water really quick. But yeah. What was funny is he offered to go with her and help. And she was like, oh, no, no, it's fine. That cracked me up. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny.
So after that tribal council, Kirby is very concerned about the target that's been put on her back. Mm-hmm. And now like her next plan is to bring all the girls together and vote Mark out. And so we see Kirby talk to Ferris as well. There's this great scene with Kirby and Ferris talking on the beach. And I would love to pick your brain about this because they talk about how they don't want each other gone yet. And they're very open about it. They're very yes. like, because you kind of had a similar situation at the Survivor Sanctuary.
Yes, I did.
Did you not?
Yes.
With Shan. Where yeah. it was like, we are going to have to cut each other at some point, but not yet.
Yes.
I feel like we don't see that kind of radical truth
yeah.
from Survivor players that often.
Yeah, and what's funny, and I felt like they meant it when they were saying it, but I feel like there's just always a caveat. There's always a like, yet, unless you do something a little crazy. Mm. And so when I had that conversation with Shan, I meant it. I meant it wholeheartedly. I did not want her gone yet. I had no intention of that yet. But something happened that changed everything for me. And I felt nothing but, you know, just something happened that changed everything for me. And I knew I needed her gone right then, which was unfortunate. But I really meant it. I truly, truly did. They're like, let's wait. Mm-hmm. Let's wait a couple times. We can go a couple more votes. That's fine. Yeah.
And with Kirby and Ferris, it's very like, I mean, they've had such a rocky relationship. It's a little different for you because you were working with Shan this whole time where they've been like at odds for seems like the majority of the game and only recently have come together and started working together. But they're not pretending that everything in the past is like they're not letting bygones be bygones. They're just like, yeah. It's convenient for me to work with you right now. And I do like that.
Yeah. Approach. What was a little confusing for me is Kirby seems consistent this entire time of let's not go for each other yet, but I would be happy, very Woo and Tony-esque of US Survivor of like, I want to go against the best. I'm okay yes. with it, but we can also cut each other. She seems very much on like okay with either side of it, which is how I felt. I actually would have been okay going to the end with Shan as long as I felt like my resume was good enough. But also was very much okay with getting her out at some point, just not yet. Ferris says in the first episode of this week, oh, no, I'm not going to the end with her. And then it seems like his entire edit changes of like, I really want to go yeah. to the end with you. I really am fine with it. What shifted there? Or is he not being truthful? And I don't really understand Ferris's point of view or intention here because it really has been different in
yeah.
each episode. I don't know what to think.
But that's the thing. It's like coming back to this fluidity of this season. It's like I think that we're seeing that play out not just in terms of alliances, but also in terms of like the approach to the game. And Ferris at one time maybe didn't want to go to the end with Kirby. Maybe he does want to go to the end with Kirby the next day. Maybe now he doesn't again. I think we're just sort of like seeing them process this in real time, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's like he may have been swayed by this argument that Kirby laid out of like going to the end with the best to beat the best. Therefore, you're the best. But because I could see how you could be swayed by that argument. It is a compelling argument for somebody who's like a fan of the show and obviously has a big ego like a Ferris would. Mm-hmm. And so you can certainly see how that would be convincing in some way. But I think if you like step back from that and take like a 10-minute breather, you can be like, well, wait a second, I could still win and just do it easier. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't diminish my win in any way.
Yeah.
What do you make of this concept of like going to the end with the best?
I absolutely not.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Absolutely not. And so I mean, I think it's riskier for Kirby. Now, I want to be clear. This is just like my perception of myself. I'm going to use Shan as my example in this. This is my perception of how I felt we were in the game before I watched any footage. In the game, I felt I was doing better than Shan. And so I was okay going to the end because I felt I was the better player when I was in it. Right. And that's the only reason I was okay with it. Like, yeah, she's the best of the other people here, in my opinion, but I still feel better. I just thought I wasn't as good at talking and convincing people of what I was bringing to the table. That's the only nervousness I had with Shan, because she's a literal pastor. Like, she can talk circles around me. She can make anything sound great. For Kirby, I'm baffled by her being okay with going to the end with Ferris, because he seems like a better player with things going his way more consistently throughout the game. And that's just like my perception. Ferris, I think, could be okay with it, because I think we've seen a lot of mess ups on Kirby's end. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But if I knew someone was better than me, absolutely not. No, fuck that.
No, don't do that. Like, never do that. Never. It's crazy. I just asked Colby Donaldson how that worked out. It's the difference between on Australian Survivor, no money and a lot of money. So, yeah.
Yeah.
it matters. It matters. So, speaking of Ferris's abilities in the game, I have to hand it to him. His reads are always so spot on, and I don't get how he does it. So there's this storyline of Kirby pulling together the women as an alliance, and Ferris just picks up on it. Like, nobody tells him that's what's happening. And not only does he pick up on it, but he's like, well, who can I get to, like, crack about this? Caroline. It could have been Kitty too, right? But he goes for Caroline and makes up this story. Like, and he has tried this before, and I think it didn't work out, right? Like, he had thrown out too many names or something.
Eileen and he said more names than he should.
It was
have.
Like Eileen and Ray's name have come up or something.
Yes, yeah. But it was only, you know, Ray's or some shit.
Yeah. So he tries it again. He goes to Caroline and he totally nails Kirby's proposed plan, being like, you know, I heard about the all-girl alliance. Kirby told me all about this all-girl alliance you're doing to target Mark. And it's like, what? How did you guess that?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, everybody knows that Caroline has wanted Mark for a while. So that's a pretty reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
It's likely he saw all the women speaking to each other at various times.
Mm-hmm.
And if all the boys are doing it, and we know the numbers are fairly even as of the episode before, four guys, four girls, like, it makes sense to assume that has happened. But the timing of it is where he was really just amazing and spot on and lucky that he brought up the Mark's vote specifically.
Yeah. And so this really starts to turn the tide against, I mean, I think Rihanna's always had a big target on her back, but this really turns the tide against Kirby or Rihanna in this episode. Mm-hmm. And you get another great scene between Ferris and Kirby. They're just so electric together at 3 a.m. on the beach. I loved this. Yeah. Kirby telling Ferris, like, because Kirby's just like shaken up. She's just like totally rattled by her position in the game at this point. And she talks to Ferris and says, like, look, if I can go to the final four, I'm willing to sacrifice Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, I felt that. It just like broke my heart for Rihanna. But and the desperation, it made me so anxious watching it. I just felt so bad for Kirby.
But also, like, what the hell happened? Because it was like the next day, Kirby's like, actually, no, I don't want to vote out Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, Rihanna, you know, still has to be blindsided, or Kirby has to be blindsided by the Rihanna vote.
Yes. So but here's the thing. I think the timing of it was really crappy, because Ferris is now hearing what Kirby is saying as backpedaling on her promise just because she's safe. When I think when she made the promise, it was a solid promise. I think she really did intend to give up Rhi to make it further in the game. But with her being safe and Ferris seemingly being safe and having an idol, I think it was very reasonable for her to say, if we do this right now, we will be next. this could get us both one spot closer and a little bit easier to keep Rihanna. I think it was actually a very, very reasonable thing. If she did not have immunity, and let's say Rhi had immunity, like, it was going to be a lot of work for Ferris to keep Kirby in this game. A lot of work.
Yeah.
And her safety, I think, is the only element that made this kind of new plan that she was pitching of all three of us make it one more round, and then it's even better for us going forward, a little bit easier. I think it made a lot of sense, but it just made her look like she was lying, which was unfortunate that she actually wasn't willing to give up Rhi, which I think she was. I truly think she was.
Yeah, but I also see where she was coming from with this, like, once we get Rihanna out, guess who the next two biggest targets are?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she just spoke a little too soon at 3 a.m. because she was panicking.
Yeah, totally.
You know, she just didn't know what to do.
Yeah. You could see it. Like, she was rubbing her face, like, aggressively. And it was like, oh, this girl's in distress.
Yes, but trying so hard not to hide it. Or trying so hard to hide it. But when she tries to hide it, it comes off as even scarier. She was giving me creepy vibes. It's just a game. Where's that knife? You just grab it from my back. I'm like, calm the fuck down, Kirby.
Yeah. But Kirby has a big couple episodes here with an immunity streak going on. And I really love this story that she comes into this, like, wildly frustrating immunity challenge with the dominoes stacking. Mm-hmm. And she says in confessional, nobody knows about my athletic background. I haven't told anybody, and I've been withholding in the immunity or in all the challenges. And like, we hadn't had that seeded through the season. So I was just like, oh, Kirby's like not that good at the challenges. Okay.
Yes.
And I had sort of forgotten that she had this athletic background. And so I was just like very impressed to see her pull this off. I mean, it was close, but she pulled it off. Not that you, I mean, there's like some athleticism to this one in terms of just the weight, but
yeah.
I'm really excited to see how she progresses forward, if she's really going to give it all her all and allegedly hasn't been up until this point.
But the fact that she says
she's going to give it her all and then goes on a two win streak here, like, is pretty exciting.
I believe at first I was like, okay, you're just saying you weren't giving your all for a while. And then I really thought about it. Think about every single challenge they've done. She is always one of the first three people to say, oh yeah, I'm out of this. And she always steps down. She never falls out. She never is giving her all. She steps down every single challenge. She really does.
Okay.
So, like, it's true. She really has, but she says it in such a playful way of like, oh, I'm not strong enough to do this. Oh yeah, I'm out. Are you out too? And she'll step down with somebody else typically. She really has. Yeah.
Interesting. I would love that. I would love for her to go on an immunity streak at the end. Like, that would be so exciting.
But when you mess up one time, you're out.
That's so true. And somebody's given an advantage in a challenge. And was this challenge not the most frustrating thing ever? Like, the fact that weight can just hit the domino so easily, I would scream.
Yeah, and there was one moment where who was it? Kitty was like, oh, Kitty's out of pieces and it's not going to work. But when JLP says it, she literally has a pink block on the ground behind her that she doesn't realize it's on the ground behind her. She was short one piece.
Oh, wow. I did think that Kirby found a hack for this challenge, though, but I don't know if she meant to or not. And that was that she had her final domino, aka her first domino she has to place, separate it enough from the rest of her stack that if it got knocked down, which it did a few times, it wouldn't trigger the rest. But then, and I was like, oh, that's genius, and then just go fix them all at the end. But then she like went to do it, the dominoes, and it fell short at the last one. So like, I don't know. I don't know if that was like a strategy or she just wasn't sort of like thinking through it.
Yeah. I was happy that Kirby won, and I was just trying to think of like what two plans were in place at this time, because it was the replan and the mark plan, right? That's the only plans going on this episode. Nobody else is on the chopping block. Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we get there, there's one more thing I want to say about the immunity challenge, because I'm not done with this one yet. I have to say that, and I talked about this on our Survivor 46 recap, which will be out tomorrow, but there's such a great moment at the end when Kirby wins, where she walks into the bushes, like overcome with emotion.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so interesting that they just like let the camera linger on her for a good like 30, 40 seconds or something. And then we cut back to camp and she's wearing the necklace. Like they cut the whole thing of JLP giving her the necklace and saying, now someone's going to get voted out and sent to the jury, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I love this. Like something unique happened. It's like not crazy, but it's like unique that she walked out and just like needed a moment to herself. And they were like, you know what? That's more important to focus on than the formulaic sort of stuff we hear every episode. I liked the playing with the template.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I cried. I think I loved the most that you could see all the other players just kind of looking over, and everyone respected giving her that moment and how big that was.
Yeah. So back to the strategy here. Kirby talks to Ferris and says that if Rihanna goes now, as we said, it's a big problem for us. But okay, that argument is not going to work. So the girls, it's basically we've got a potential girls alliance could take out Mark, or Ferris can get the majority together and take Rihanna out without Kirby's involvement. And do you think that... I was thinking about Rihanna's threat level in the game, which sure she's a challenge beast, but I don't know if they're seeing something different than we're seeing, because I don't see her as any kind of a threat to win.
I think the big thing is who's going to take me to the final two or final three. Rihanna is the most likely to win, you know, hand on heart idol, some kind of massive final immunity challenge. And who's she going to take? She's going to take Kirby, period. Like that just, it makes the absolute most sense for her to be gone. I would be on the same page of wanting her gone first.
Rihanna bring Kirby to a final tribal council? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, she's
that's made a guaranteed way to lose.
Horrible decisions anytime she's given a marker. Like, so she's pretty reckless.
True.
If she was reliable and like, have we had one single confessional or conversation with any other player where she says, oh, yeah, you know, I can't go to the end with Kirby? No, I haven't seen a single clip.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, well, that's it. Rihanna gets sent home.
Right after. I love how it's right after Kirby whispers to Ferris, everyone's voting Mark.
I know. It's like unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. So the next episode opens with Kirby feeling very blindsided and vulnerable. This is sort of like where I'm getting the Kirby winner edit. It's like not only is she, suddenly she's excelling at challenges and... there's a lot of talk about her and Ferris being the best players in the game. And you also have this sort of like downtrodden story. I don't know. It's giving Liz a little bit from last season, to be honest with you. Like, I'm getting that vibe of like little bit of an underdog, but rising, and like she's powering into the final week. Could be Kirby's to win.
I see it. It's not that I'm opposed to it or think that she has no chance. I don't know. I just feel like Ferris, we've seen just such a consistent, so many things going his way. But we have not had a lot of chatter about his idol. I forgot he even had an idol.
I know.
And so that was actually kind of concerning to me. It was giving me kind of a Xander edit from my season. People stopped talking about his idol because they were just like, whatever, you're not going to win. And even though Ferris has a good shot of winning... nobody's talking about it. They're not talking about his threat level. They're not talking about, he still has that idol in the game, blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. And so I could see Kirby over Ferris, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think if they don't go to the end together, surely the one that is at the end, if one of them is at the end, is winning. It's got to be one or the other. Or it's Caroline.
I... I think Caroline has done a really good job. And as long as people respect her, hopefully they will. I'm trying to think who's on.
It's Valeria just with the Valerias. Don't know. Alex, and I'm not seeing the support for Caroline win, but maybe they would put their feelings aside if Caroline has a really good final tribal performance.
I doubt it. I mean, they even include the Jaden being pissed off that he gets voted out with Caroline. Yeah, it doesn't look so great.
Yeah, Lord Jaden.
There's
this great standoff in the jungle at the beginning of this episode where Kirby's gone idol hunting. Ferris follows her. Kitty follows them. And they sort of just like Kirby pleads with them, like, please keep me. I'm never going to win the final immunity. Kitty's going to win it. Like, she doesn't even have to take me. Just keep me. I really loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just like that they're not beating, like, I mean, no pun intended here. They're literally not beating around the bush. It's like they're laying it all out, especially Kirby. Like, she's getting desperate, and I kind of like seeing her in this position.
And it's funny, Kirby's perception of Kitty has changed so much. Of just like, she used to be the worst liar, and now she's the lying. What did she went from? The truth teller to the biggest liar.
Yeah.
And I actually see it. Kitty is lying better than she used to.
Yeah, for sure. And we have Caroline here have a big hero moment as well, finding the idol, being like, I can't let Kirby get this idol. Everybody else is like, Ferris is out looking for an idol. Kirby's out looking for an idol. And it's Caroline who just goes and snatches it out of a tree.
Yes. And what a... I still don't get why she played it for Mark. I really don't get...
Well, it's without interesting telling because him. Like, talking about Ferris's idol, which nobody's talking about... Caroline actually had a plan to deal with that, right? So, like, just to blindside Ferris, like, get most of the votes on Mark, save him, and send Ferris home. It's a great move for her resume. There's a lot of talk about resumes right now in the show as we're approaching the end game. And I feel like although it wasn't really mentioned as part of the reason, I think it's more that Ferris is a huge threat to win. But surely the idol plays a role in that, in wanting to blindside him to be like, look, I got one of the biggest threats to win out of the game and his idol out of the game. So it could have been a really good move if Caroline had pulled it off.
How confident is Ferris that when somebody unexpectedly plays an idol for somebody that's very unexpected, if I was Ferris, I'd be like, wait, what's going on? Why does she think Mark is getting votes? Wait, why is she? I feel nervous. And he doesn't even blink. He's just like giggling to himself. Why did he not play his idol for himself? I am shocked.
I don't know. I think it comes back to this ability to read the situation. He's got an uncanny ability to just understand what's going on by looking at people and watching how people talk to each other. Like, he's really a master at it.
I mean, he works in HR.
Oh, is that what he does?
Yeah, that was his whole storyline. I'm in human resources and I can detect a lie in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what it comes down to, and that's a dangerous person to have in the game.
Yeah,
because I mean, he must have been a little. He was surprised that Caroline had the idol. Fine, but to not be concerned at all is pretty wild. We do a classic immunity challenge. We do a classic Australian Survivor immunity challenge in this episode. The stacking little blocks on a trip obstacle, as they call it. And this was intense. I've been like really gripped by the challenges, I have to say. This was an intense one. And
this was fun.
I was so excited that Kirby won.
Here's what's so funny to me, and I'm not allowed to say this. I don't want to say this. The exact same challenge being done on US Survivor last season versus it being done here. I had so much fun watching it here, but it was the same challenge. The one that Jake broke, he got so Jake frustrated stomped he stomped on it, yeah. And broke it. He's like, that's your problem, brother.
yeah
maybe it's the amount of people. I don't know, because it was like the final four for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think honestly it comes down to the editing. I think there's something in the really bombastic music and that they have the time to show, I think, like a really full version of the challenge. Like, I imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine some of these challenges, there's whole elements, especially where it's like a stacking thing and then they fall. Like, you could, if you're American Survivor, and especially in a pre 90 minute version of the show, you could cut out whole sections where people just like fall, right? You could just sort of splice it together however you need to tell that story in a 5 minute segment, where here they've like really got room to show the story of how the challenge unfolded.
Oh yeah, I mean, especially that that reward challenge we just saw with the buckets leaking water, which I was like, we just saw this on US Survivor. That must have taken forever. Jelinski, is that his name? He must have been quaking.
Yeah.
They actually did it? Did they have 7 hours? Yeah, no, yeah. These challenges go on forever.
Yeah, and I mean, you could see that in the water bucket challenge that Alex won that you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's like, you could see that once it became clear that Alex was too far ahead, people just stopped playing. Like, they just chilled out in the water.
There's no reason to keep going.
Yeah, so like, it must have gone on a really long time, and it looked like Alex looked completely beat by the end. Mm-hmm. So with Kirby's win, we have Ferris, Mark, and Kirby talking about voting Kitty out because, you know, the threat to win the final endurance challenge. But we've also got Caroline plotting her big move, pitching a fake plan to use Kitty, Ferris, and Kirby to get Mark out. But actually, she's going to play her idol for Mark and vote Ferris out, which, again, great plan. What went wrong here? Because we did see at Tribal Council Mark say, you should have told me.
Yes.
But had she told him, wouldn't that be a great opportunity for Mark to take Caroline out when she's played her idol for him?
Yes.
You know? I don't know if she could have done more or if it would have put her in trouble.
Maybe this is why Ferris felt confident. Maybe Mark told Ferris, hey, for whatever reason, she wants me to vote for you. I don't know why. And maybe he was able to connect the pieces of, oh, she's playing the idol for Mark. She thinks Mark's gone, but she asked Mark to vote me, but she just made the wrong move. Okay, yeah, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah.
Because if Mark had told him that, then he knows Mark's with him.
Yeah.
So do you think that, like, what was the move here? I was wondering, should Caroline have held on to that idol for herself?
Oh, absolutely.
And is this a result of all the Alex drama from Tribal Council being like, nobody's playing this game except Kirby?
Yeah, the resume talk. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it seemed like that idol was just burning a hole in her pocket for the one day that she had it.
For the 3 hours. Like, she barely had that thing. It didn't even leave her sarong.
And we also had Caroline say that she doesn't want to tell Kitty because she can't keep secrets, which I thought was funny. But Kitty's the only person that votes for Mark.
Yeah.
She can always count on Kitty, you know?
How funny that Kitty and Caroline got right back together after that one episode blip of Kitty just like ditching Caroline and turning against her. They really came back together for the remainder of the game.
Totally. As they should. The world isn't right with Kitty and Caroline not working together.
Who wins at the end if it's Caroline and Mark?
If it's Caroline and Mark, I would say that Caroline deserves to win. I think they're both equally deserving. But I do think Caroline has a jury problem.
Yeah.
For all the reasons we said. I do think there's an argument she could make at the final tribal over Mark, because Mark, I mean, he's like obviously playing the game, and I think there is some threat level around him. It's just we're not seeing it, so it's challenging to talk about like what his game actually is or how people see him. But I do think that Caroline has a more compelling story to tell.
Yeah.
Now it's whether they would actually give a shit about that or not. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about from this week?
Just Kirby needs to calm down about being so cocky when she's wearing the necklace. The necklace.
Well, it brings out her eyes.
She's just so cocky sometimes. And it's just funny when she can, when we're seeing the two very dramatic different sides of this, where she's on the absolute bottom, things are going terribly, and then she feels absolutely invincible. She needs to be able to keep a calm head. Just chill. Right, right.
Okay, do you want to play a star or starless before we wrap this up?
Oh, let's do it. Star or starless? Caroline.
Star.
Kitty. Oh, wait, I have to answer. Star.
Yeah, you have to answer.
Kitty.
Starless.
Starless, I agree. Mark. Star or starless?
Starless.
Starless. Alex.
Star.
Star. Ferris.
Star.
Star. Kirby.
Star.
Big star. Star. Raymond.
Starless this week. Like, how did he go from last week? I know he had a whole thing to do last week, but like, he disappeared.
Absolutely disappeared. Starless. and Rihanna.
You know what? Starless.
Starless.
I think we've really got our stars this season, and we're just sticking with them, and that's okay. All right. But of course, that is no reflection on these people as people or...
Not one bit.
Whatever.
It's just the edit.
Okay. Yeah. Oof. Don't want to get in any trouble here. You know, we had to remove Star or Starless from the Survivor 46 recaps.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, we've moved them to the after show on Patreon.
Okay.
Because we don't want drama. We don't need any more drama. We got enough drama going on Drop Your Buffs, so...
Oh my god. People are not happy with the new era recaps.
I know, it's not going... Well, I don't think they're happy with Survivor 46 either, so I don't know what they want.
I know.
I had a question for you, actually, that came up in our Survivor 46 recap. Because you know how Jem went and got the... Beware box, like the idol box from her Beware Advantage at like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the camera situation at night?
Okay.
Are they always filming?
Yes, they are filming. But now this is a fun answer to give. We typically have one nighttime producer who's just there by themselves. We had one of two guys in my season. Did we have a woman too? I don't know. It just alternated between these two people at night. Now, if we were going to... if something comes up where we're going to like unexpectedly go look for idols and it's completely unexpected, we can tell them. Like, we can go over and whisper or we can just... You have to tell him why you're leaving camp. So if I was to get up in the middle of the night, I'd be like, hey, I'm just going to pee. Like, I'm just going to pee. It'll be like, okay, you can go to there. That's the only time we're like kind of interacting with a person that's not cast, because that's at night. They want to make sure we're safe and that we're not doing something we're not supposed to. Now, if Jim is a great example of this, she said she was going to search at night for the box or whatever, or go digging at night.
Yeah.
They can know to expect somebody.
Okay.
Extra, another camera person to come in. Or my nighttime producer can be like, hey, can I get somebody to come with a camera really quick? I have somebody who's leaving camp. I'm going to follow them. And then they can have somebody take over watching all the rest of the players sleeping. But there is a camera on us asleep at night.
Isn't that a little suspicious if like another camera person is there suddenly?
No, not really. Especially if they're asleep, you don't really notice. Or they could send the new camera person down a different path to meet up with them so nobody notices.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, I could say, hey, I'm going to go search these trees next to the coconut tree tonight. Can there be a camera person there tonight? And they can be, like, there waiting where nobody else even realizes there's another camera person at camp.
Right. Okay. And then one last question about the night cameras is, like, the night vision... Like, I don't get how it works. I don't know the technology behind it. But is there any light being given off? Because, zero. Like, how is Jem reading the clue?
I was confused about that, especially because she said it is pitch black, and then she read the clue right there. I didn't quite understand. The only light that we have is moonlight, so maybe the clouds just moved. Mm. I mean, there are some areas you can see decently... Or maybe because that was a very specific type of moment where you have to read the clue right then, maybe they shined some light, which would be sketchy because they're not supposed to do that. But that might have been the case. And because it was red light or nighttime camera, you can't really tell. I'm making that up. Truly, I don't know. I don't know. But if I was walking, I was truly walking in black to go pee in the middle of the night. I could not see anything unless the moon was out. There are no secret lights at night.
That's scary.
Yeah. So I don't even know how the fuck she found that tree. Again, like truly, I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for answering that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then with that, we're going to wrap this up. Very excited to see how the final week shakes out. And we'll be back next week to cover it all and talk about the winners and all the losers. The winner and all the losers. And winner. Okay.
Winner. So with that, is there a domino emoji?
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Yeah. I think there is. Almost forgot the emoji. There's actually no domino emoji.
Oh.
That's weird. You know, it's like a Mandela effect. I can picture a domino emoji.
So can I.
Let's do...
kitty cat?
Yeah, let's do the kitty cat.
Kitty
cat.
The,
like, full-body kitty cat?
Perfect. Full-body kitty cat.
I like... yeah, the realistic-looking cat.
Yeah, white and orange kitty.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a great one. Okay. All right. So, that's it.
It's tough. If you enjoyed
these, like, leave a rating and review.
Yeah, do it.
And, yeah. So, thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye.
See ya. Bye.